All right. So if you're looking at money to solve problems, it's going to be very difficult to become wealthy. Intentionally speaking. Now, you can do it blindly. You can do it through default unconscious action. But that will take a lot of hard work. And if you want to do it that way, certainly feel free. We don't really have a lot to offer on that subject. But there are lots of books written about it and lots of other people that you can consult who will tell you how to go upstream to get your money and how to work hard to become wealthy. There's a big industry on how to do that, is there not? So we're not judging you. We're not saying you should or shouldn't do it. We're just saying it's pretty painful. We're not sure we'd want to do it. But we understand why it's sometimes the easiest thing to do from where someone is. But from an intentional perspective, making money to solve problems is not ever the way we would go. So imagine this. Imagine that you're an artist and that you have your artwork under your arm and that you've gone to a town that's known for its galleries, which also happens to be at the beach. So here you are in your car full of your art. And you're standing at a fork, and at the fork, there's a sign that says galleries this way, beach this way. Which do you think is going to be the more profitable route?
Going to the gallery.
All right, so why do you think it would be more profitable to go to the gallery?
Because as an artist, that's where you can get your work displayed. That's where the meeting of people that want to display art and artists meet up.
Indeed, that's very logical, isn't it? It's very linear. It makes a lot of sense because it's a straight line. Your car is standing at a crossroads, and to the left are the galleries, to the right is the beach, and you have art in your car, ergo, art meet galleries equals dollars. Pretty simple, right? All right. But let's posit another possibility. What if you went to the right and you went to the beach instead? For the joy of it. Just so that you could frolic in the water, enjoy the contrast of the wet and the dry and the cool and the warm, the sun and the light on the water. So you could lay in the sand and read your book or listen to your tunes and just enjoy watching the clouds pass over by. Vibrationally speaking, is there a difference between going down a street to galleries run by people you do not know, whom you've never met, and laying on the beach?
I think vibrationally speaking, I would feel really amazing, as I always do when I go to the beach. It would be a totally different feeling from going to the gallery.
Then we suggest that you lay on the beach. Because it's all about vibration. All right, now think of it this way. You're a gallery owner, and you are selling your art that you have either purchased from artists or are seeing on consignment. And here you are in this beach town, where, by the way, the season is only a few months long. So you're here for a few months, and then you close up shop and you go follow the sun somewhere else. And it's about that time of the year where it's time to make some money. And in charge is this incredibly industrious, linearly charged person. Very beautiful woman walks in with art under her arm and says, I need to sell this art. not in so many words, but that's definitely the vibration, right? Because galleries sell art. That's why you're there, right?
Yeah.
Now, basically what has happened is lack meet even lacquer.
Mm.
You'll be a vibrational match, but not on the thing that you want.
Mm.
So most likely the gallery owner will say, oh, honey, I got walls full of art that nobody's buying. And I don't even know how I'm going to make my rent. Thanks, but no thanks. All right. So the story is probably going to be pretty much the same door after door after door after door. Now, not because there's a slump, not because people aren't buying art, but because your need to sell art met her need to pay the rent. And that's not a formula for success. All right? Because it's all about vibration. Now, it's quite possible that you could meet somebody who's really, really, really upstream and who's thinking, all right, I can probably get this woman to go down on prices with her artwork, and then I'll triple it and I'll make a steal. But you're not going to be a vibrational match for that. You might be able to find someone like that, but it probably would never really work out. Because it's not your integrity. All right, so here's the payoff. You're at the beach, lolling around, having a wonderful time, and you're doing beachy things, going to cabanas and having a nice little rum and something or another, frolicking in the water, and you meet this other person, this other woman, and you think, well, she's really cool. And she thinks, well, she's really cool. And the two of you start talking, and you talk about where you're from and what you've done and what brought you here. And she says, well, yeah, I have a shop in town. And you say, oh, that's interesting, da-da-da-da-da. And you keep talking, and you keep talking, and you just become really connected. Now, you know how that happens, because you're laying on the beach thinking, this is the best time I've ever had. And you have that vibration, and she is attracted to that. And the two of you are talking, and you're connecting, and you're doing all of these sorts of things. And before you know it, she's saying, well, you know, I have a, well, my shop, it's, I'm here a few months out of the year, and then I go somewhere else, and all that sort of thing. And you say, well, what is it that you sell? Thinking it's knickknacks or fudge or T-shirts or whatever it is that they sell in these beach towns. And she says, oh, it's an art gallery. And you begin to laugh, and you say, well, that's very interesting because I have a car full of art. And she's looking at you. Now, here's the thing that you probably have never thought about. She's looking at you thinking, wow, she must be really successful if she's spending all this time rolling around on the beach. She's not like that other girl who came in, charging in, saying, I've got art that I need to sell. She's just out here having a rum and punch and having a great time on the beach and having a wonderful time. There must be something to this. And she says, well, you know, I'd really like to see you. And he said, okay, well, maybe I can come by tomorrow. And she says, all right. And you say, well, what's really important to me is to have a really good time while I'm here. And she's thinking, wow, she's not even charging in to get it sold. And she's thinking, well, this is different. There must be something special here. Now, as you know very well, she's not thinking those exact words, but the wheels of her mind are rolling because she's matching you up to her expectation. And artists who roll around on the beach, who seem completely unperturbed by anything, are a novelty. So the next day you roll in and you say, well, here are some of the pieces that I was thinking about. And she says, I'll take them all. And I'll write you an advance for this, this, and this, and yada, yada, yada. And before you know it, you've got a show. So we're not saying that's exactly what would happen in any given circumstance or that it would follow these routes of thinking. But what we really wanted to do was to introduce the concept of why feeling better no matter what is more important. We understand that you were taught to send a resume to every possible job that you could ever apply for, because that's what responsible people do, particularly in a recession, goddammit. And we understand why you were taught to go up and down the street, going knocking on every single door until you found someone who would take pity on you. But all of those things will work eventually, but they're very upstream and they're very inefficient. What's very efficient is to find the place that feels the most delicious and to spend as much time as you can there. And to let the universe organize your very powerful vibrational escrow for you. And we know what's in there is a whole heck of a lot of money. There's a lot of money waiting for you in this vibrational reality. You've called it forth. It's waiting there, waiting for you to get into alignment so that you can receive it. There's nothing more important than that. Nothing more important than that. Do you understand all of this?
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you.